Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to I Am One, where I am one with the Creator and one with myself. It is good to be back another week, and I am glad that you are here with me. Been a little rushed, but I am here, and let's get started. Let's just jump right in. We got 20 to 30 minutes. I want to hit everybody that's here and have time for anyone that comes in. So let's just start. Let's just clear our space just for a couple seconds. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and blow it out. We're going to get down to business, but we're going to get grounded and settled. Take another breath in and breathe it out. One more time. Take a deep breath in and hold it. One, two, three, four, five, and blow it all out. All right, we are ready to move forward. Let's see what the cards will have to say to us. I pulled a card right before we went live, and I pulled the Six of Pentacles for us tonight. And the card is reminding us as a collective, being wise in our giving. Not just giving of our resources or our financial resources, but let's be wise in the giving of our time, the giving of our heart, the giving of, our pure essence. Know who to give it to, when to give it to, know when to withhold, and do it without apology. It's not personal. It's about saving your own sacred space. It's about making sure that you are taken care of first. It's about making sure that what you need is not being forsaken. Yeah, I know it goes against what a lot of us have been taught, but right now, that's what the card is telling us to do. Be balanced in our giving, but do not neglect yourself. All right? Hope you can receive that. Now, let's go on. 610. Good evening to you.
Hi, good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm okay. What's your question for tonight?
My question is, I guess about past relationship, which is very recent.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see what you're picking up about this person. We were together for 8 years, but she was decided to venture out of the relationship, and I found out, and then eventually she moved out. But she sent me this letter on my birthday, which was recent, with a card and a small gift, and she's like, she knows I'm very hurt, and she thinks about us often, and she gets sad at times, and she hopes whatever she's going through, and when all this is over, that she hopes that somehow, you know, we can talk and she can come back around. So right now I'm in no communication with her, but what do you see going on down the road with this situation?
I pulled the Wheel of Fortune, and really anything goes. And basically, this is saying the decision is yours. You've allowed some things to go on, and you've been patient, and you've stood back, and you haven't been aggressive about trying to get a yay or nay. But with the Wheel of Fortune, anything goes. And you are the decider in this. So if you want to continue to wait and see how things go, that is your decision to make. If you are ready to move on, and not that you can't be friends, not that you can't eventually talk and kind of iron some things out, but if you are at a stage right now, at a point right now where you are wanting to move on, this card says anything goes and the ball is in your hand. Goes up to you.
Okay. Right now, but I would say more in terms of her towards me. Like, what are her, like, what are you picking up for her intentions and her feelings?
I'm not picking anything up regarding her. This is all about you. So if your decision
right.
is hinging on what she decides she wants to do, you need to have a heart-to-heart with yourself and decide, is this the way
okay.
you want to live your life?
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You.
Very good. You have a good evening. All righty. 111. Good evening to you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Melissa, and thank you for taking my call.
What's going on?
Yes, I have a question. So do you see my friend, sorry, I have a cold. Do you see my friend, like, actually, like, anything, like legal breaking off? I think, like, he has, like, a business or one or two business partners there. Do you see him, like, going... You know, like, to, like, people, they go different, like, they go different directions, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, like, a, when a business ends, you have a contract ended, no more. There we go. I was.
All right. I believe we kind of tackled this a couple of weeks ago.
Yes,
so let's
remember,
see what
it
has
November.
To say tonight. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And the other thing you asked, I asked you on December came out true last week on this month. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have the Seven of Cups. And that is saying, and I think we pulled this the last time when we had this come up. Seven of Cups,
mm-hmm.
they have options. They have options. And it's really... what they want to do, how they're going to make this work. I'll pull another card. And then the Ace of Cups. Emotions are really running, overflowing on this one. So they're going to have to mind that they are moving not out of emotion, but moving out of having just a sound business mind and how they want to move forward, whether they continue this, whether they go their separate ways, but they're going to have to deal with their emotions. That means any anxiety, any fear, any false humility that may be going on in there, whatever is going on emotionally with them, they're going to have to get that settled and get it stable so that they can make a sound decision on which way they're going to move forward. Okay.
Interesting. Am I allowed to ask you one more question?
Go for it.
Okay. Do you see this happening by the end of the year? Like, my brain is saying, I'm seeing separate ways, but like before the end of the year. Do you see that coming to a conclusion by the end of the year? There you go. Coming to a decision.
I have a king of swords that I pulled, and it's reversed, and they still don't have clarity. So it's not telling me that, how soon that's going to happen. And it won't go anywhere either way until there is clarity. So, again, that's going back to them getting their emotions in check so that they can make sound business decisions. And how soon that happens depends on how soon they are willing to work through the darkness that they've got to get through.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's up to them how soon that's going to happen.
That right now you saw that it's not going very well between them.
They don't have clarity to make a decision one way or the other.
Because all the emotions.
What's missing in all of this. Right, the emotions. They can't have clarity until they deal with their emotions, whatever that may be. I don't know how long they've been together in this partnership, this relationship, this business venture together. But when things look like it's coming to an end, one person may see the writing on the wall where the other person is, it may be thinking, no, we can do this. Let's strategize and try to do something else. And until they can get on one accord with that decision and see it for what it is, it's going to take a minute. So it may take the rest of this year to get to that point, but I don't have an answer for that. It still depends on how they're going to come together, you know, put on their big boy pants and muddle through it.
I'm very, very clear now. I love the way you express yourself. Very, like, you're so, you're really good. Thank you, ma'am, for having this gift, and thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. You have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay. 860, good evening to you. Ooh, let me open up your mic. 860, good evening.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So much has changed. Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
So it came, whatever happened I talked to you about, it came in a flash and it ended in a flash. And
okay.
It's a good thing in the sense of I use discernment. And so basically I'm starting from square one again. It's just funny because I'm just trying, like, you know, when you try too hard, it just doesn't work. I don't think I'm trying too hard. I'm just trying to find the right fit. It's kind of like Goldilocks with this too hot,
gonna,
it's too cold.
Yeah. I was just going to compliment you that you obviously know it because, one, you can laugh about it, and, two, that laughter means there is some freedom that has been released because it is what it is, and you accept what it is, and you're ready to move on.
Right.
So good for you. I'm proud of you.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for that. So actually, which connected to whatever happened, because it's, again, everything happens in divine timing and divine order.
Absolutely.
There's this lady who is, I want to network with her. Her name is Kim, and she sounds fantastic. And I think what I just want to describe something just a little. Because of my blindness, honestly, that's what in air quotes is, and I'm not making excuses. I'm just not techie savvy. I just need somebody equally savvy with computers who could help me and assist. That's what's kind of not blocking, I would say. It's just like a little hurdle. Once I get that in motion, I think I could go. I could fly. But I was wondering, what about Kim, this lady, Kim?
All right. Let's
anything
see
about
get.
Her? I have a, what's it called? She's kind of testing me. It's like a where I could go with her speaking and all that stuff with networking.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. I have the Ten of Cups, but it was in reverse.
Okay.
So Ten of Cups speaks of like long term, but it was reversed. So I would say if you are to work with her, it is not going to be a long term kind of commitment. It's going to be either to get you up and running and then someone else will come in and take you to that next step. But it doesn't look like she will be the person for the long haul. And that's not a bad thing. It's just that whatever you need her to do right now, she's going to fulfill that, but she's not going to be there at the finish line, if that makes sense.
Okay. I guess the follow-up thing is there's just so many changes. Let me ask the question this way. I think, what does March have in store for me? Is it time for just decision-making and getting my ducks in a row and then execution time in April? Like something like that, maybe that question helps.
Two of Swords. I get the Two of Swords for you consistently. It's decision. You're doing it right now, but you're going to need to continue to weigh out your options. Kim is one of those options that you're weighing out. Like I said, she's going to get you started, and then another opportunity is going to present itself to you. You're going to have to make a decision on that, and see where that takes you or it doesn't take you. But just keep your eyes and ears and your spirit tuned to, you're talking about changes, but also keep yourself tuned and I mean, your radar really precise when those options are making themselves available to you, that you're okay saying yay and you're okay saying nay.
Right, right, exactly, exactly. That's
okay.
Exactly what I did this week. Yeah.
So that's
okay.
In March. So let's see how that will walk you into April.
Okay.
March starts on Friday. So let's see how that's going to set you up for April.
Yeah.
All right, I got the Six of Pentacles, which what I started with, being discerning with your time and your giving, but it was reversed. So this is really speaking to bringing everything back to you. In upright, it's what you're giving out to others. Reverse is what you're going to get coming back to you.
Oh, wow. So it's like the gifts.
Yes.
That are coming to me, is that
yes.
right or no?
Yes.
Okay.
So that will be that will
oh.
have that. So with the decisions that you're making in March, that's what's going to set
yes.
you up for April to receive what is ready to come to you. So don't get happy and start running. Just take it piece by piece, bit by bit, step by step.
Got it. Wow.
Okay.
This is just a whirlwind. It feels like a tornado. It just is,
you
know,
it's
so, I'm like swirling because there's just so much and I don't think I'm confused. It's just like universe is just like, here you go and here you go. And I'm like, oh my God, it's either feast or famine. Yes.
But you know what? We're coming out of the dormant season. So things are starting
yes.
to grow and things are starting to pop up and things are starting to come to fruition. But with that, we still get the storms. We still may get a snow shower here and there. It's
yes.
going to be warm one day and cold and freezing the next.
Yes.
So we have to keep adapting. We have to keep making sure that we are tuning into what is in the atmosphere and making those adjustments as it happens. So we can't get
oh,
complacent
absolutely.
and say we're warm today, so we're going to keep running like it's going to be warm for 7 straight days. No, it may be raining and freezing tomorrow and hailstorm the next
yes.
day and then sunshine and 80 degrees. So we have to be adaptable. And this is that time. Things will eventually settle. But this is that time where we're waking up spiritually. We're waking up. Our eyes are waking up. We're tuning in to what's really going on. And that growth stuff is a process. That coming through the dirt, that's work. It's not just a pot
yes.
because it's pretty. It's ugly. And it's work until the prettiness can come through.
It's just like gardening. It's the same. I get it.
Absolutely.
I do.
Absolutely.
You know, and I just feel like this wrapping up. The blindness is really, because I'm gradually losing my vision. I'm not completely blind.
Mm-hmm.
I have partial vision, and
okay.
I can physically still read. So
okay.
it's just been. That's what I mean. It's just like it's really dark. I have, and it's. Funny, spiritually speaking, I have years that it's like 6 to 8 months complete darkness. It's like I'm like this spiritual warrior, like with my little flash of light trying to figure things out. And then I have spurts of like 3 months maximum. And then the whirlwind and I'm sliding down the chute again. So it's and it's not just because it's this year or any year. It's been like this forever. For eons,
okay.
it feels like. So, yeah,
okay.
it's interesting. It's just an interesting. I'm used. What I'm trying to say is I'm used to adapting and all
right.
that stuff. But still, you know, just because you've done it so many times doesn't mean it's not as whirlwind and crazy the next time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many blizzards
right.
do we have? Every blizzard,
right.
we're like, oh, my God, it's cold. It's so much snow, blah, blah. Right. So you're never used to how many storms there are. You just adapt with the kind of storm that is right in front of your face. So
and
yeah.
see it as it's pulling out the best of you. Every time the whirlwind comes, it's pulling out the best in you. It really is.
Absolutely.
It's like shaking all the other garbage and getting that out of your way, because you are shining just a little bit brighter every time all is said and done.
Absolutely. And I think that's really the gift, is that who would have thought that not seeing clearly, I see myself 2020 full as ever. I see so clearly
mm-hmm.
inside out. So it's,
yep.
it's a beautiful
yep.
thing. Yep. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, I want to do the Cash App. I just can't wait to have a – I'm trying to get my – I'm going to the library, actually, this weekend to try to get this going on. So
okay.
hopefully we can connect in a private reading. But you're amazing.
Okay, very
Thank
good.
You for your gift.
Oh,
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling in. Have a good night.
You too. You too. Thank
Thanks.
You.
All righty. Well, I have gone through the board. I think I am supposed to speak to who I was supposed to speak to this evening. I am not going to try to belabor it. It's been a whirlwind of a day for me, and I still have some things to get done tonight. So thank you all for joining me, those who tuned in. Thank you for listening on the back end. I will schedule to be on again next Wednesday, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I'm going to sign off for tonight, and so I will say to you, as I always do, peace and blessings to you all. Good night.